USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at the site where his father died, George Floyd's son, Quincy Mason Floyd, is thankful for the support his family has received following the death of his father.
I'm here reunited with my family, trying to get justice for my father. And no man or woman should doubt their fathers.
Senators on Capitol Hill are squabbling over the origins of the Russia investigation in late 2016. During a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says the Obama administration should be ashamed of themselves.
What the Obama-Biden administration did in 2016 and 2017 makes everything Richard Nixon even contemplated pale in comparison.
Former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, the star witness, testifying on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Another economic report shows the toll the pandemic's done on the job market, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Private sector employers still cutting loose more than 2.5 million more workers as the coronavirus pandemic digs deeper into the U.S. economy. On Tuesday morning, the ADP Private Payrolls Jobs Report was released, and it shows 2.76 million more workers having lost their jobs in May. That follows 19.6 million job losses in April, the worst in that survey's history. Large businesses cut more than 1.6 million jobs last month, and around 719,000 construction workers were let go. The government's full jobs report comes out on Friday.
During a discussion with the German Marshall Fund, Dr. Deborah Birx, coronavirus task force coordinator, is cautioning people not to get lulled into a false sense of security this summer, since the virus could still have a strong presence throughout the season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump says the Republican convention will not be held in North Carolina in August, and it will have to be held in another state because of social distancing restrictions ordered by the state's Democratic governor. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine on the GOP convention being moved.
These mass gatherings are kind of the last things to come together, and a mass gathering inside is frankly the thing that would scare us the most simply about the spread of the virus. The virus is still very, very much here. So, I don't know where we will be, several months from now, but, this would not be something that, we think that we would volunteer to do. These mass gatherings are just a real problem, particularly those that are inside. The virus is still here. We have flattened the curve. Our hospital admissions is something we look at every single day. Our not number. These numbers are fairly flat. But they're not going down. So we've reached a plateau. So we're opening up Ohio. We're basically all open. And we think we can do two things at once. We can protect community, but also at the same time, we have to move forward economically.
DeWine speaking there on Fox News. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.